I'm John Aran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Foyer coming up at 10 on day one of training camp for the New England Patriots. And we got to get back to the rest of today's news with Courtney.
We talked about it yesterday, and I believe Greg was the one to call for the resignation of the director of the U.S. Secret Service, Kimberly Cheadle, and she has resigned after the failed protection of Donald Trump in Pennsylvania. After the assassination attempt, Cheadle testified that it was a failure on the part of her department. She wrote a letter to agency staff yesterday with her announcement. Here's the reaction from one Trump rally attendee, John Abel, on CBS News.
I think it's kind of a slap in the face for everybody who was there that their safety was put on the line from their lack of competence.
So can we just go over the facts of the case very quickly?
I'm scared.
This murderer or attempted assassin, who, he murdered the firefighter.
The fire chief.
Corey Compitore.
Yeah.
He arrived on a bicycle.
Yes.
Nobody else rode a bike. I don't think Butler, Pennsylvania is packed with bike lanes. He had a clear rifle bag, arrived there earlier in the day, and performed or used a drone.
He flew a drone over the site, yes.
In a note over the weekend, Donald Trump Jr. said he was once apprehended by his own Secret Service for using a drone at Mar-a-Lago, where his father was at the time. Mm. This person purchased a ladder at Home Depot that morning, had Googled on his phone about a case in which that we discussed where parents were charged for the child's shooting.
Ah, he did?
Yes. Huh. That morning at 9 a.m. in Butler, Pennsylvania, there was a law enforcement meeting regarding the former president's visit. Do you know what agency did not show up? Not a single person?
Secret Service?
Correct.
Really?
All of these things are factually occurred that day. Mm. And when you are 20 years old and you don't have a social media blueprint, footprint, fingerprint, it's on purpose. He used encrypted search engines, which VPNs, precluding others from seeing what he was up to. They knew he was there an hour before. They saw his bicycle with a rifle bag.
They took pictures of him.
There was
Secret Service snipers.
The agent that came to the roof in the audio that was released yesterday from the bipartisan committee, which is great to see, was saying, quote, this is, quote, the guy.
Yeah. Why didn't they move on him?
great question,
Wiggy. Also, why doesn't the Secret Service use drones? Like, if a 20-year-old attempted assassin can use a drone, why don't they use drones
to fly over
the thing before?
Can I express something?
People on the roof. If you had a drone, you could see somebody on the roof.
Main 2022 in the Twitch chat. Curtis is obsessed. Get over it. We did primetime hearings about January 6th for weeks on end. This guy was within a hair of assassinating the Republican nominee for president of the United States. Mm-hmm. And we're saying, get over it? How is this not the biggest story in the world?
They're like, move on, nothing to see here.
Oh my God.
He didn't die.
So what?
Keep it moving.
So Curtis, do you think that he was, like the Secret Service had hired this guy? Like, that's
deep state. It would be deep state, Courtney.
Deep.
It would be deep state.
Okay, CIA, I would just say, instead of answering that question, which is a perfectly fine one, you don't get to do what this person did without tacit approval. There's no way everybody there was incompetent to this level. It's impossible. There is the guy that actually ended up maybe saving the life of the former president is the local law enforcement who climbed the ladder, saw the assassin turned, put the gun on him, he jumped down, and then hurriedly shot these shots. The other thing, he didn't even have a, what's it called when you have a gun and you can, see from far away?
Scope?
He did not have a scope.
Oh, wow.
And had that kind of a shot.
Listen, Curtis is not like the people like, oh, Curtis is just upset because it's Donald Trump.
I hate Donald Trump. He's a total horse's ass, and there's nothing to do with that.
There's precedent for this from another party, and it happens to be JFK. You right. have discussed
I'm that, obsessed with JFK.
And, you know, if you watch the Oliver Stone documentary on that, it's not the movie. The movie was great, but mm-hmm. the documentary that he did a couple
through
of years ago.
Through the Looking Glass.
It's hard not to believe that some sort of evil faction in our own government
mm-hmm.
took John F. Kennedy out, and you know, who knows what happened here. So,
right. John F. Kennedy Courtney, was not malleable, and that's why they took him out.
Courtney looks very scared.
No, I like, I if I was taking a gummy right now, I would be in the fetal position on the ground. Like, I
you
can't
don't believe
let,
it.
No, I can't let my brain go there. I just can't. Because then everything will scare me even more than it already does.
Yeah, that's it. You finally, you become an adult.
Yes.
No, but I think you see things for what they are. It's no different. You'll let your brain go to
but then
the
this
Canton
morning,
police.
Listen to this.
Being doing something shady.
Right.
But it won't let them.
What about the McAlberts?
This morning, I pull out of my garage and there's an Amazon, he has a little Amazon vest on, standing there, walks up to my window. Now it's 4:50 in the morning.
Okay.
And he's like taps on the window. I roll down the window.
You did?
Yes.
What are you doing?
He looked like he needed help.
Oh,
so then he asked me where the another address is, and I said across the street. And he's like,
did he say thank you, Courtney?
No. But he's like, he's asking me all these questions. I'm like, I don't know. I think it's right there. And then in my mind, while it's real time happening, I'm like, this guy could easily kidnap me.
Right?
Easily,
of course.
Yeah,
you've got to be.
But what do I do?
But
he had
rolling.
No, his car was blocking the driveway.
So don't.
So you, how'd you end up getting out?
He got in the car. He was fine. He was a nice man.
You should have had your dog with you because he would have tongued him to death.
Right.
Harry would have sat there very nicely.
What's next?
Video has been released from the Terrell Davis incident where he was removed from United Airlines flight after he said he tapped a flight attendant to try to get ice for his son. He is suing.
Oh.
So the video was released through his lawyer.
Okay.
The FBI told CBS Colorado that after they took him off the plane, they released Davis when they had determined he didn't do anything wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And United has apologized for what happened. And they said they have taken the flight attendant out of rotation while the matter is being investigated.
So it appears this is on the flight attendant.
Yes.
Yeah. So he just tapped the flight attendant on the shoulder.
Asking for ice.
And the flight attendant's like, don't touch me, I'm a flight attendant.
No, he went,
yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
He hit me.
Yes. He hit me.
Guess what he did?
Oh yeah. He went, he's hitting, he's aggressive. And then that was it.
Yeah.
If I'm Terrell Davis, I can't sleep
I
at night.
I gotta tell you something.
I got the sweats.
99%. We have a lot of them that listen to the show. 99% of flight attendants are fantastic.
The best.
But there's 1% that are drunk with power.
Yeah.
And I think TD's about to get paid.
They think they're air marshals.
But I would also say that I don't want to say chicken or the egg, but I do think that a large percentage of the flight attendants that have gone mad were forced there by the passengers they have to deal with every day.
Probably. I'm going to stop tapping flight attendants as they walk by.
Don't. Terrell Davis, though, is going with the fact that his son was there. Like, your son has to watch your dad get taken off the plane in handcuffs.
I don't care if his son isn't there. Just the fact that, you know, people got to watch you get taken off. It's like embarrassing. And because nowadays, everybody pulls out a cell phone. It's on the internet to see. And what's the first thing people are going to say? Oh, what did he do? Well, you know, listen, I'm going to lightly tap flight attendants after they pass by just to ask for
see if you can get a bag of cash.
Because how much you think he's
United?
If
I mean,
I'm
they
his
want
lawyer,
this to go away.
Well, you think he gets more because he's Terrell Davis?
Oh, that
because it harmed his reputation.
It harmed his reputation. Yeah. The money he was able to make because people saw this. The fact that he can't sleep at night, his kids don't sleep at night, my wife don't sleep at night. I mean, complete mental distress. I don't know what I'm going to... I can't work.
Winky always has a lawsuit ready to go. Just in case.
Hey, what was his name? Slippin' Jimmy from your Better Call Saul? Hey, I want it all, TD. Go get that bag.
Michelle Wu maybe listened to our show yesterday and maybe my lead because she has announced that she's not planning to take maternity leave after the birth of her third child.
Oh, thank God.
So she's pregnant with a girl.
How about any unannounced vacations where she just disappears and goes on vacation, doesn't tell anybody? Is she doing that this summer?
No, but she is expecting in January. She is planning to not take maternity leave after she gives birth. Here she is on BZ.
I've run two citywide campaigns within a year of giving birth, and both turned out great. And it's a juggling act, but again, one that many families across the city will recognize and know.
People are like, take maternity leave, come back when he's 18.
Can you explain to me what was funny? Like, why is she always laughing? Can you play that again?
That's like a nervous thing.
Yeah, she just like, you know, she always looks like she's being held hostage.
I've run two citywide campaigns within a year of giving birth, and both turned out great. And it's a juggling act, but again, one that many families across the city will recognize and know.
Okay.
Yeah. Both turned out great. I mean, there's no businesses left in the city of Boston, but All right, what's next?
Maura Healey is announcing new changes to the state's emergency shelter system that will be effective August 1st. The state will limit stays in overflow shelters to 5 days for migrants beginning next month. The state also must prioritize vulnerable Massachusetts families over migrants.
Our own citizens will be prioritized over our new neighbors.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
What a time to be alive that even has to be stated.
Yep. Wow. Yep. We finally got there.
We did. Wow. They will also...
Good morning, my neighbor!
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to the seaport.
They'll offer to pay for plane tickets and other travel expenses for those who want to leave.
Wow.
What? So can I get a plane ticket?
Right. Who's going to leave? Nobody's going to leave. You see the average cost when it comes to the state and a migrant?
No, I have not.
Per year?
Per year.
50 grand.
$120,000
a year. Wow. For one?
Yes.
Migrant? Wow.
That is the estimated average cost.
Wow. Is there anybody in our listening audience that think that's a good idea? Like, I feel like there are certain things you talk about, you know, like putting rapists in jail. Like, I think there are certain things we can all agree upon. Like,
we just don't have the money. Like, I always say, if we had tons of money, it would be great.
Of course, you know this.
Half of our listening audience doesn't even make that in a year.
Right. No. Yeah. But you know, Curtis, there's people out there like, oh, somebody's got to help them.
No, I listen.
But nobody would actually spend their money on it. They don't realize it is their money.
Everybody wants to help, but we don't have unlimited resources.
No, Greg, I agree with you.
Okay, what's next?
We go to Florida for the last story.
And now...
It's one of those only in Florida type of stories.
Another edition of...
Come to Miami!
Florida.
Florida.
Not like the rest of us.
The people of Polk County like guns. They have guns. I encourage them to own guns.
On WEEI.
Oh, they don't close Florida.
Molly Hogan, a 26-year-old bride, was arrested Sunday night after attacking her fiancé during a heated argument. The argument was over a prenup with her soon-to-be husband and brother-in-law. The groom told police that she grabbed him around the head. She struck him in the chest, torso, back, and legs while biting his brother.
Jesus.
Alcohol was involved.
Of course.
And it gets crazier because the wedding is scheduled for this Saturday.
All right, let's crash it.
Wedding website still active.
All right,
I found that on the interwebs. But I don't know how they're going to be able to do this because the judge issued a restraining order.
So there they are.
Right.
Yes.
Dustin and Molly. Dustin looks older than Molly.
Right.
Yes.
So Molly wants the prenup. Okay.
And they already have a
child. No, I believe Dustin wants the prenup. Oh, wow. She was upset that he wanted a prenup.
No wonder he wanted one.
Yeah. He waited until Sunday before the Saturday wedding to introduce the prenup idea. That's the problem.
Well, it was a backfire of trying to get her boozed up and get her to sign it.
Yeah, and bringing the brother into it, probably not a good idea, but she has a no-contact issued restraining order against him and the brother.
And you got to say, the website's accurate. It has been a, quote, epic journey.
So they're going to have to pull it off, and nobody's going to have to obviously call the police so they can get past the restraining order stuff.
We look forward to our wedding day surrounded by our amazing friends, family, and law enforcement.
Take a bite out of us.
I think she's getting part of my... No way she's getting part of my landscaping company.
Yeah, she's also doing one of these things where they're asking for like a honeymoon fund in lieu of wedding gifts. Like, they're asking for you to pay for their honeymoon.
Nice website, though. Yeah. Gotta give them credit for that.
They want to bring their dream honeymoon to life. So wait, people do that?
Yeah, that's like a
new
thing.
They ask you to pay for their honeymoon?
They'll, not just that. Like, they'll have a whole registry for the honeymoon where it'll say, dinner at such and such.
Are you kidding me?
No. For arrival, like boat tour.
I'm signing the guest book right now. Take a bite out of love.
So like if so rather than go to like a Macy's and get like the toaster and this, it's now like the
like pay for our honeymoon.
Yeah, like the resort. That's a good idea.
Now we know that you are so fortunate to have met Santo and to have fallen in love.
Correct.
However, if you hadn't.
Mm-hmm.
And you had been reached the point of engagement with one of the let's say a professional athlete. If you date, I don't know if you dated anyone.
I'm unaware of any.
Okay, would you have been willing to sign a prenup?
Yeah,
you would have.
Yes.
No, you wouldn't.
I swear.
There's no way you would have.
I swear.
No.
When you broke up with Pat, did you refer to yourself as an ex-Connaughton?
No, and I would have. I would sign a prenup.
You as long as you get the child support, that's the...
No, I would sign a 100%. Because I think it makes, if God forbid, you get divorced. And I was always told, marry somebody that you would be okay being divorced with.
Okay.
Being divorced too.
Yeah.
Because
did Santo ask for a prenup?
No.
Okay.
But if he had, I would have signed it.
You would have?
Really?
Yes, yeah. Post-mouth. I have a lot of my friends sign prenups.
Really?
Wow. Yes, yeah. But it's usually their families.
I put in Ken's email and I signed "Take a Bite Out of Love." It's the only comment on the wedding website.
That is an interesting thing. I don't know where you stand. Do you stand? I think you stand in the minority of women because I think, like, you know, Seinfeld episode. I don't think women are going to sign prenups.
I think in this day and age, where 50% of marriages end in divorce, I think you have to understand that that is a possibility, and God forbid it happens, like, you that makes it pretty clear cut.
Would you negotiate it?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course you would.
Well, yeah, of course. Yeah. Like, I'm not dumb.
So he came with the first offer, and you'd be like, no.
Well, my dad's a lawyer, so.
Yeah, so you would, yes, you would get to say.
Yeah. It's not always the guy who makes the woman sign a prenup. There are a lot of my friends had their husbands sign prenups.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Cheating clauses and such?
What, do they have family money? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Most people are the worst. Oh, look at what I wrote. This is the wedding website. You can see it on Twitch.
Are there other comments?
No,
on the
it's
guest
the only one.
Oh. Take a bite out of love.
It's so good.
All right. Congratulations to Dylan and Molly. Dustin and Molly.
Yeah. It doesn't matter.
All right, that's the news right now. Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
Gresh and Fourier, weekdays 10 to 2. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Northeastern Savings Bank. The Sox shut out the Rockies 6-0 to even out their series in Colorado. Cooper Criswell struck out 5 over a 7 innings pitch. Tyler O'Neill had a bomb of a homer in this one, blasting one 465 feet to the left field for a solo. Alex Cora talked about the scary moment when Rafael Devers got his shoulder stuck under him while diving for a line drive in the 6th inning. That was featured on last night's Nissan Red Sox postgame show.
He'll be fine.
Yeah.
Nah, I mean, obviously the worst, right? We've been through this path before, but he's okay. He just jammed it, you know. He took some vicious hacks in the last at-bat. He said he'll be ready for tomorrow.
I thought dislocated shoulder for her sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good news.
Very good news. Hurry in. Epic offers are going fast at the Nissan Thrill of Summer sales event. Shop your local Nissan store at NissanUSA.com today. Another one with the Rockies tonight. 3:10 first pitch with Nick Pivetta taking the mound. You can hang out with Christian Arcan at 2:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Lou Maloney have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and as always on the Odyssey app. Pat's training camp opens up today, 11 a.m. start for practice. We should hear from Gerard Mayo before that at 10:30, and then a bunch of players once that wraps up. And Northeastern Savings Bank is the leading big bank alternative for families and businesses in Massachusetts. Upgrade to a local partner. Upgrade to Northeastern Savings Bank, member FDIC and DIF. That is what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
I love how dumb people can be, Greg. 508 texter, hearing Curtis say that people with family money are the worst is quite ironic. Yeah, that's the point, Chief. It's called self-deprecating. Look it up. 70 degrees, afternoon high of 75.
I'm John Aran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity.
I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming out of the spring, I don't think there's any doubt Jacoby is the starting quarterback at this point in time. I mean, we can look at these other quarterbacks on the roster. At the same time, like, it's about competition. And so when we get out on the field this summer with the pads on, we'll see how it all plays out. But, you know, coming out of the spring, I think it's clear that Jacoby is the most pro-ready guy we have. Look, if Dre, and this goes to any position, if he comes out here and he lights it up, and once again, it goes back to the quality of reps, it could absolutely happen. Like, I sit here and tell you, like, coming out of the spring, Jacoby looks like the starting quarterback. Now, with that being said, he'll have competition. There's like, let's not forget about even Joe Milton. Let's not forget about Zappe. All those guys will have opportunities to go out there and be the starting quarterback in week one. It's gonna be me.
Jerod Mayo, yesterday, in advance of day one of training camp, which gets underway in a couple hours at Gillette, and I guess some surprised that Jerod Mayo said that earlier on the Subaru of New England text line, I guess during Shime's lead at around 6:30 or so this morning. That's when we do our leads. Some suggesting that it's early, but Jerod Mayo says too much. So I guess if you want to start picking apart the job that he's doing, mm-hmm. You had a guy prior to him who never said anything.
Right. And everybody complained about that. Everybody.
Right.
Let's be honest. There was only a few of us who kind of stood on the side of, I get why Bill doesn't say much, but most people are like, oh, he doesn't say, he's rude, this, that, and the other. Now people are complaining that Jerod speaks too much. That don't make sense.
It is crazy. Like, what a 180 in a year to go from everybody. I think more people wanted Bill to talk more than people were mm-hmm. okay with it. So to have most people say, Bill never says anything, this is a waste of time, blah, 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 he's such a jerk, to now saying, oh, Jerod Mayo says too much.
Yeah.
You know, but what's funny? He doesn't say anything. But you know what's funny is Bill said...
All right.
He got it.
Nailed. He got
you
it.
Want to see it on Twitch?
Not That's all kind of heroes. Impressive.
Huh?
You might have broken your microphone, but...
No. I didn't break my microphone, but I got Courtney's fly. Nailed.
That is pretty good.
Huh?
That is very good, Daniel, son.
The hand eye. Yeah. Right where it was when I was 20.
Because flies, you can never, kill.
Ew, do not, Greg.
Flies, you can never kill on the first or second attempt. Usually it takes multiple attempts.
But you know what's funny is...
What? The microphone
that
smash.
Was the mic.
R.I.P. in
Hulk
peace.
Smash.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
I was just going to say, you know what's funny about the people in Bill Belichick? Nobody complained about how much he spoke until he stopped winning. And as long as Jerod Mayo is showing that he knows what he's doing, people won't complain about this. But everybody that's tried to be Bill has failed. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
Yeah.
So why would we want him to try to be Bill again?
We wouldn't.
So if he's just, because when the Patriots do the exact thing they did when Bill was here, everybody says, why was Bill gone? Now Jerod Mayo does things his own way, and people are saying, why is he talking too much? You can't have it both ways.
On the Subaru of New England text line, Jacoby Brissett is the worst starting quarterback in football. The worst.
That's not true.
Yeah, he actually was fine when Brady was out. And Garoppolo got hurt.
One game. That was one. It was the Buffalo game.
Yeah. He was good when he was in Indianapolis.
For what? Like four games?
Eight games. But you think he's the worst?
No, I wouldn't say he's
the
worst.
Worst option.
No.
In 2016, I think he threw like three passes in that game.
Yeah. I don't think he's the worst, but he's not a starting quarterback. The only, like, when you start the Curtis's lead was this morning, like, how many how was it again, Curtis? Because I want to make sure it was worth.
My lead wasn't about this, but it was a reaction to Shime. Are you asking about the? I don't know what you're asking.
When you said,
I'm sorry. The quarterbacks that have sat for a year, the ones that have been successful, all were behind all time great quarterbacks or at least Pro Bowlers like Alex Smith.
Meaning right. Drake May, if he sits this year, is not going to learn anything legitimate from watching Jacoby Brissett or Jacoby Brissett in the quarterback.
Well, yeah, because Curtis was kind of like, how many you know, top five picks sit behind mediocre quarterbacks.
None of them.
The only one that I could think about would be Tua, who didn't he sit behind Fitzpatrick?
Yes, Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Right, and I don't even think
Fitzmagic.
I don't even think Jacoby Brissett is Fitzpatrick level. So I don't get why you would want to sit.
And wasn't Tua coming off that injury in college?
And Flores didn't want to start him, I don't believe, because he didn't want to draft him in the first place.
I mean, strategically, if you're Gerard Mayo, you probably don't want to come out and say Drake May is the guy, because then he becomes overconfident, right? Or would you rather that they express confidence?
Yes.
In, you would.
I want them to say
so
Drake May's our guy.
Is it like a Mac Jones thing all over again? Where
I would say it's definitely a Mac Jones thing, because Bill's personality, as you could clearly tell, is a lot different from Gerard Mayo's. I would just want it to be like everybody and their mother knows they drafted Drake May at number three for him to potentially be the quarterback of the future in the franchise quarterback. So there's no need for Mayo to run from that. Hey, we drafted him for that reason. This is the guy that we want to play.
Do you think there's any chance in Gerard Mayo's mind that he has Jacoby Brissett penciled in as the week one starter?
I think he does.
You do?
I think this is all. Oh. I think Gerard Mayo has done a great job of lip service as a head coach, like multiple coaches do in the NFL. I don't think he talks a lot. I think when he talks, he really doesn't say much, but he makes it seem like it's
well, except when he's saying that they're going to burn a lot of cash.
Yeah, you know, but that was a slip up and he knew it. But now even when he talks.
A slip up they didn't correct for 3 months.
Even when he talks now, even with Shimes
and audio. Cash. Yeah. Ready to burn some cash.
With Shimes audio, he didn't really say much that was like, oh, wow, that was. It's kind of.
Well, he told you that right now. Jacoby Brissett is the most pro-ready quarterback that they have.
But we all knew that because Jacoby Brissett's been in league for a long time. And then he said everybody's going to have the opportunity from Zappy to Joe Mill and the best guy's going to play. He's doing what most coaches do. I just look at, I want Drake May to get every snap, to get every rep, to build his confidence on the field, because I don't think there's a confidence thing in, like, you need to let him know he's the future, because he knows it.
He knows it already.
Mayo knows it. And I think they got him penciled in at the number one guy.
Here's Tim from Long Meadow. What's up, Tim?
I don't know if anybody. I was listening to Gerard Mayo this morning just now. Anybody notice how much he sounds like Dave Chappelle?
Chappelle Show.
Oh, I haven't
never
noticed
really
that.
Noticed that.
Yes,
he got that said. Kind of, you know, well, you know, yeah, hey, you know.
What? I never noticed that. I'll have to listen to that.
I will
a little
listen.
Deeper next time.
I will listen.
Love the Chappelle Show.
Yeah. No, well, I was calling because I was last week, a great take. I went down to Foxwoods for the All-Star game with a couple of guys. We did Top Golf before, and then we did the All-Star game and had a ball. But then just for fun, I went over to the sports book there. And was looking, how does this, I don't bet. So if somebody's plus 500, do you have to put $100 down to get 500 back?
Yes.
Yes.
Is that how that works?
Yes. Yep.
All right.
Yes.
All right. So the Chiefs, to win the Super Bowl, the best, they are at the top at plus 500. The Ravens and I think the Niners are at plus 600 or 650. Mm-hmm. The Bruins are at plus, I mean, it's the Bruins. The Patriots are at plus 30,000.
Wow.
Well, right. Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, they're
30,000 guys. I mean, that's, you know, why are we talking about this? We should be talking about, like, Olivio Culpo starting a lingerie football team up here or something.
Tim sounds like Sean McDonough.
Yeah. What's the next? Can we get to the next page?
They have the same exact voice.
I thought he sounded like Chappelle.
The over-under is still four wins, right, Chime?
It is now, and the Carolina win total went up to 5.5. The Patriots have the lowest win total in the NFL as currently created by sportsbooks.
You and I were arguing about this yesterday at Granite Links during the Numbnuts Invitational, but I think you have to take the under.
I see. If Drake May plays, I'm all over the over.
Huh?
If Drake May is the starter, I'm all over.
Where are you getting that from? You haven't seen him play a single down in the NFL.
I don't need to.
Because I haven't seen him play a single down, but he is.
Who are the four plus wins that you have? So you have to have five if you're taking the over.
All right, let me
And this is only if Drake is the starter?
Yeah, because I think if Drake May, he's a better player than Jacoby Brissett. I think
Easy.
You could.
Four wins.
I think you could beat the Seahawks in week two.
You can absolutely beat the Tennessee Titans in week nine.
You're beating the Jets, I promise.
Yeah, once out of the two times.
Curtis, you're nuts.
Okay, McClain would vouch for that.
As long as Aaron Rodgers stays healthy, that's a better-than-you-think Jets football team.
1 year ago...
Mark it down.
1 year ago, Greg Hill, as I often do as a sidecar to your brilliance, I defended your Bills being overhyped take.
Yeah.
Which proved prescient. I am telling you right...
Spot on that.
You nailed
spot
it.
Spot on.
I mean, you're a sports guy. What
yeah,
can I say?
Right.
But I would say today... The Jets are this year are what the Bills were last year. They are going to be a dumpster fire because Aaron Rodgers can't help himself. He's going to be off a bit. Robert Saleh's coaching for his job. They're all going to be grabbing their own life raft because if the Jets don't win this year, the whole thing is getting blown up. The Jets have sucked my entire life. They will suck again this year. The Patriots will finish ahead of the Jets in the AFC East.
Now you're just drinking cuckoo juice.
Well, I have.
You don't agree with that.
No, if Rodgers is healthy.
But he's not. He's not going to be.
If he's not healthy, okay, then I agree it's going to be very difficult for them. But if he's healthy, and we won't know until week one.
Curtis, their defense is excellent.
Yeah, Patriots have as good of a defense as the Jets do.
That's why I think the Patriots beat the Bears.
They could even beat the Bengals week one. Joe Burrow can't even bench press right now.
Oh, God. Okay.
Right. Look at his haircut. The guy looks like a pumpkin pie haircutted freak.
I'm your biggest fan.
The reason why I say I think they go over the wins, especially with Drake May, is I think Drake May will be able to do way more than what Jacoby Brissett can do. So if you have him playing and you can coach him to be a guy that doesn't take a lot of like crazy chances and you can keep him on the wraps, you're putting yourself in a better position because you have a player that is way more talented at the quarterback position. Just the only reason why Mayo says Jacoby Brissett is more pro-ready is because he's been in the league. But talent-wise, Drake May is light years ahead of Jacoby Brissett.
It is more likely that the Patriots start 2-0 than 0-2. Prove me I'm wrong.
100% you're right. I was just about to say, like, plus 350 against the Bengals on opening week. I might take that.
And then they're going to be favorites against the Seahawks week two at home.
And I would say this, Curtis. It's more likely they go 2-0 with Drake May. If Jacoby Brissett is your starter, there's a chance you go 0-2.
Chime, speaking of wagers, did you tell me that you put some Benjamins on Jordan Love as MVP? Did you say that yesterday?
No, I said I think there's a legitimate chance he could. My guy, though, is Anthony Richardson. 30-1, yes. Anthony Richardson, MVP.
Wow.
Book it. Book it right this minute.
So don't bet run to that, the everybody.
I mean, the money's all on C.J. Stroud, Wiggy's guy.
Okay, yeah. That's a good bet. Anthony Richardson, I can't jump on Shime's ship with this one.
Lamar Jackson 2019 all over again, baby.
He's a good player. He's coming off the way. He's got the shoulder injury.
Yep. He's good to go, though.
Is AR-15 off the board in Massachusetts?
but I like him. I think he's a good player, and he was playing well until he got hurt. I just can't jump on the MVP train just yet. I need to see more.
Are we doing a rare content replay on the new intro since it's new intro day?
Oh, we should do that at top nine.
Okay, we'll do that at nine because I'm getting some requests for it.
Yeah, but what? So you have them going 3 wins?
Yeah.
Oh, I cannot wait.
No matter quarterback.
No
matter quarterback.
No matter the quarterback.
Wow.
Yeah, no,
that's a Bill stand right there.
Ooh, because I think they could beat Jacksonville at home. I'm not sold on Jacksonville.
Yeah. I want to watch Greg.
I've been wrong before.
That game's in London, Wiggy.
Oh, sorry about
we'll
that.
We'll be there.
But even
we'll
then, wherever that. It is.
We better be there.
Right. I want it.
I just want to see Gresh so spontaneously combust when Mayo wins games.
All right, we got to take a break. Bill, who apparently saw some of the Shime magic at Granite Links yesterday, wants to talk to us next about that. Curtis and I did not see much Shime magic yesterday.
I saw one of the worst chip
Greg's
shots I've ever seen.
Just lying through his teeth. Curtis did see two shots for me. One, a beautiful drive, and then a chip shot that went in the water. Correct. I have 50-50 on
okay,
with Curtis.
The water, Greg, water was perpendicular to where you were.
Again, 50-50 on shots with Curtis. Greg watched me hit a million good shots
yesterday.
I did
not.
Oh, you liar.
Your ball struck the club. and the ball went in a direct right line drive into the water.
Yep, Greg, it's called a shank. That happens. It did, in fact, happen. I'm not denying it. I am accepting
it. Well, you couldn't deny it. We both saw it.
I know. I'm telling you. I am well aware that I shanked it. But then,
you did deny a mozzarella stick, and then that was
proven.
Greg
refuses to acknowledge any of the other hits he watched me make all day.
We went around.
When he couldn't get out of the tee box for like five holes.
We went around playing with groups, and every time, Scheim would, like, he'd have a horrid putt,
or
he'd hit an awful, like, tee shot on a par three, and the guys in the group would go, oh, jeez, that's not, and then Scheim would go, huh, you should have seen what Greg hit on the last hole.
No, that's not what happened.
Yes, you did. You said that five times yesterday.
Yeah, Greg, I never threw you under the bus once, and yet here I sit, just getting thrown under the bus for one bad shot.
It was a really bad shot.
Do you remember the chip shot that we had on the par three on the member nine?
Yep, the final shot we took, final tee shot we took of the day.
Quincy, member nine.
Yep, I ended up in the trap on the left.
Very difficult. No, I'm not talking about the tee shot. I'm talking about the chip that we had onto the green.
Great bump and run by you.
Okay. No. When I muffed it because the green was a complete downhill green, so it was very difficult to land that ball. So I took the shot, I muffed it, and Scheim goes, "You hit a maybe previous hole. You hit a great shot, and you go, no, the next hole, you go, well, you should have seen Greg. Chip shot's awful on the last hole.
I never did this.
You did it
this
five
times. This is fabricated.
We'll ask Bill. You did it five times yesterday.
Please, let's ask Bill.
It's just a weird flex. Like, nobody cares what happened on the last hole. Right. We're playing one hole with them.
It's this like guy. When Courtney asked Jackson about the spot that played.
Yeah, right. All right, we'll be right back.
It's never been found to this day. But it went straight down the middle, like they say.
Well, an extraordinary day yesterday at Granite Links for the third annual Numbnuts Invitational. And we will be back. Already received an invitation, a whole proposal from Granite Links. They want to be the site of the fourth annual Numbnuts Invitational with an even more expanded field next year at Granite Links, Curtis, if you're okay with it.
It is the best part of the last 5 years, and specifically it's been, 3 years with all of us together?
Yes.
Has been the annual, because Courtney, you were here for the first roadshow season.
I was, yes.
Yeah. So it's been the organic growth of these events. And yesterday, it was such a blast, and you guys were awesome with James, and the people were so nice. And just seeing the amount of people that keep building off of what we do the year before, it's a very...
The nicest people. We are blessed with the nicest people who listen to the show and watch it on Twitch and YouTube. So thank you.
Some good golfers, too.
Yes.
The foursome that won.
11 under. Yeah. They won with 11 under yesterday, which was great.
Oh, and it was great. Maria and I reconnected.
Oh, yeah.
Buried the hatchet.
Maria from Watertown was there golfing yesterday. Great golfer.
Excellent golfer.
But I saw you guys hug it out.
Yeah, she came up. I said, Maria, how are you? And she said, let's let bygones be bygones. It is eerie how much she looks like my mom, Maria.
Really?
It is crazy. I my dad was there, and I saw Maria. I was like, wait, I didn't think my mom was coming today. And it was not her, but very nice to see her. We moved forward, and she is now a grandmother, and her granddaughter is 1 month old, so she's been loving every second.
How do you solve a problem like Maria rejoin?
Yeah, maybe.
Good dear Maria, don't count. Yes. Dear Maria, well,
we have a rare content replay on the new intro because it's new intro day. That's coming up in 10 minutes. But also, we were critiquing your golf game before the break.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm being alerted by listeners on the Subaru of New England text line that as we were critiquing your golf game, we went to commercials abruptly.
We went to commercial. The shotgun that was in our system was incorrect, so I removed the shotgun from the system.
That's sketchy.
And so it cuts back a little bit. We just went to commercial.
Nope.
I believe
cut off Curtis.
I believe
that's hurtful.
I believe Santo, mm-hmm. who is clearly working against you,
mm-hmm.
alerted Courtney during the break that you had made an error.
Nope, I made no errors. Actually,
I'm actually
taking care of someone else's error.
To read directly,
so that's great.
Curtis was mid-sentence and it went to commercial. Wow. Has been on commercial since 8:43.
Yes.
I said, are
when
you
we went to break, I had to drop out of 15 or 20 seconds worth.
Said,
so
that
I dropped the, so we lost 5 seconds of content
time. I said, are you listening
because
on the app?
Because somebody loaded the wrong promo.
I said, are you listening on the app? He said, nope, car FM radio. Curtis was saying something along the lines of, this is almost as bad as Courtney ...
Yes, thank you. Thank you for bringing up the mistakes made by programming people, not by me. So, well done.
Interesting.
I wonder if they sit at home and critique you.
I hope so. I expect it. I don't, you know, I am never perfect. I never have been, never claimed to be. I get critiqued all the time. I enjoy
it. Let's go to Bill, who golfed with you yesterday. Hello, Bill.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Bill. How are you?
What's going on, Bill?
Before I talk about yesterday's golf, and I just wanted to say, and I think I said this to most of you individually, but certainly not on the air. This show is like a five-piece band all playing in perfect harmony, such great chemistry, able to poke fun at each other. I am equally disappointed when any of you take flex time and not on the show.
Yeah.
You know, you guys have something really special. I hope this band stays together for many, many more years.
Oh, thank you.
So the guys said yesterday's invitational, I, of course, was hoping to see the cast of the golf course, but when Shime and Greg rolled up on the first tee, I was a little starstruck and blamed my poor tee shot on that. But after several more holes, I just stink. Greg has a big heart, though, because he apparently purposely topped his tee shot just to make me feel better. And then, Shime, however, Greg, I was also in the par three, so I'm gonna give you your credibility, I'm going to give you some good feedback as well. Shime, however, was nailed. We played his ball the whole way. He had a true par. And yes, he did refer to himself as Steph Curry.
Yeah.
Glenn quickly said Steph McFlurry.
Yeah. Also
Steph McFlurry. So we got to kick that
out. Yes, I did call him Steph McFlurry, not Steph Curry. Yes.
What a good line.
It was very well done.
Dollar menu.
A few hours later, they joined, or a couple hours, several holes later, they joined us again on a long par three. Big surprise, I hit a terrible shot, but apparently Shime also has a big heart because his tee shot was almost as bad as mine. however, on that hole, Greg was nailed. We used his tee shot, and then Greg did do a bump and run from like 20, 30 yards away and put it about 2 feet away, Greg. It wasn't 2 inches. Yeah. I know that because you gave me the honor of making the putt, and my knees were knocking a little bit. So thank you for that. Anyways, great. Thank you for letting me call in. It was a great time. I can't wait for next year. Hope to see you guys all very soon. And remember this. When I say Greg Hill, you say show.
Oh.
Thanks, guys.
Oh. Bill, before you go,
yes.
Did you have the honor of meeting Harry, and was he kind to you?
Yes, I did. He was very kind. I have a similar excitable dog, so I'm used to that. And I like that. I understand Wiggy's point. Not everybody likes it, but I like a dog that's friendly like that.
Oh, Wiggy. Oh. Bill likes really a dog like that.
That's because,
thank you, Bill. Thank you, Bill. That's all.
Because like Courtney, Bill's dog is untrained as well, yeah. as you just heard him say.
Have you watched any of the Donald Trump, Bryson DeChambeau golf round and his under 50 series on YouTube?
I did.
The clips coming out of this are tremendous.
Unbelievable.
I may have to take back anything I've said about Donald Trump not like lying to us on the golf course, because I think he's actually good.
It's fantastic.
His putting stroke. Oh, my God.
Okay, you have an issue. If you're watching the show on YouTube right now or on Twitch, you can see the putting stroke of the former president of the United States.
Hilarious.
He does a weird thing with his putter at the end.
It's like, you know in tennis when you do topspin?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
That's what it looks like.
Yes.
He's a better putter than me. I gotta give him credit.
Well, to be fair, James is the better putter than you.
Try to put a little English putt on it.
Bizarre. Just so weird.
There's also like the conversations between the two of them in the golf cart where Bryson's like, oh, what's your favorite hole? Do you have a good hole in one story? He's like, well, I've had eight. and starts going on and on about it.
That's really impressive. Is. Eight holes in one?
Yeah. It was so crazy. Impressive. Yeah. Courtney, when they're on the range and Donald is like, he hits them the farthest. The guy hits them the longest. Nobody hits them longer.
And then he's talking about, oh, yeah, why do you like golf so much? He says, well, I'm good at it. I don't, for playing as little as I do, I'm very good. I beat everybody else.
Whatever you think of him, he's funny. And you can laugh at him or laugh with him. I don't care, but at least there's some comedy in there.
It's a content machine.
It is. Wow. He is a content machine. All right. We got to take a break. We will get to a rare, it's new intro day, and we will get to a rare content replay of today's new intro and your feedback coming up next.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Has never been found to this day, but it went straight down the middle, like they say.
Well, an extraordinary day yesterday at Granite Links for the third annual Numbnuts Invitational, and we will be back. Already received an invitation, a whole proposal from Granite Links. They want to be the site of the fourth annual Numbnuts Invitational with an even more expanded field next year at Granite Links, Curtis, if you're okay with it.
You know what? It is the best part of the last 5 years, and specifically it's been, 3 years with all of us together?
Yes.
Has been the annual, because Courtney, you were here for the first roadshow season.
I was, yes.
Yeah, so it's been the organic growth of these events. And yesterday, it was such a blast, and you guys were awesome with James, and the people were so nice. And just seeing the amount of people that keep building off of what we do the year before, it's a very...
The nicest people. We are blessed with the nicest people who listen to the show and watch it on Twitch and YouTube, so thank you.
Some good golfers, too.
Yes, excellent
golfers. The foursome that won.
11 under. Yeah. They won with 11 under yesterday, which was great.
Oh, and it was great. Maria and I reconnected.
Oh, yeah.
Buried the hatchet.
Maria from Watertown was there golfing yesterday. Great golfer.
Excellent golfer.
But I saw you guys hug it out.
Yeah, she came up. I said, Maria, how are you? And she said, let's let bygones be bygones. It is eerie how much she looks like my mom Maria.
Really?
It is crazy. I my dad was there and I saw Maria. I was like, wait, I didn't think my mom was coming today, and it was not her, but very nice to see her. We moved forward and she is now a grandmother. And her granddaughter is 1 month old, so she's been loving
it. How do you
solve
a problem like Maria rejoin?
Yeah, maybe.
Good dear Maria, us. Don't count. Yes. Dear Maria,
well, we have a rare content replay on the new intro because it's new intro day. That's coming up in 10 minutes. But we were critiquing your golf game before the break.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm being alerted by listeners on the Subaru of New England text line that as we were critiquing your golf game, we went to commercials abruptly.
We went to commercial. The shotgun that was in our system was incorrect, so I removed the shotgun from the system.
That's sketchy.
And so it cuts back a little bit. We just went to commercial.
Nope.
I believe
cut off Curtis.
I believe
that's hurtful.
I believe Santo, who is clearly working against you, alerted Courtney during the break that you had made an error.
Nope, I made no errors. Actually,
I'm directly
taking care of someone else's error.
To read
so
directly,
that's great.
Curtis was mid-sentence and it went to commercial. Wow. Has been on commercial since 8:43.
Yes.
I said, are
when
you
we went to break, I had to drop out of 15 or 20 seconds worth.
I said,
so
then
I dropped the, so we lost 5 seconds of content
time. I said, are you listening
because
on the app?
Because somebody loaded the wrong promo.
I said, are you listening on the app? He said, nope, car FM radio. Curtis was saying something along the lines of, this is almost as bad as Courtney, .. Cut
yes,
off.
Thank you. Thank you for bringing up the mistakes made by programming people, not by me. So, well done.
Interesting.
I wonder if they sit at home and critique you.
I hope so. I expect it. I don't, I am never perfect. I never have been, never claimed to be. I get critiqued all the time. I enjoy
it. Let's go to Bill, who golfed with you yesterday. Hello, Bill.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Hey, Bill. How are you?
What's going on, Bill?
Before I talk about yesterday's golf, right, and I just wanted to say, and I think I said this to most of you individually, but certainly not on the air, this show is like a five-piece band all playing in perfect harmony, such great chemistry, able to poke fun at each other. I am equally disappointed when any of you take flex time and not on the show.
Yeah.
You guys have something really special. I hope this band stays together for many, many more years.
Oh, thank you.
So in regards to yesterday's invitational, I, of course, was hoping to see the cast of the golf course, but when Chime and Greg rolled up on the first tee, I was a little starstruck and blamed my poor tee shot on that. But after several more holes, turns out I just stink. Greg has a big heart, though, because he apparently purposely topped his tee shot just to make me feel better. And then, Chime, however, Greg, I was off on the par three, so I'm gonna give you your credibility, I'm gonna give you some good feedback as well. Chime, however, was nailed. We played his ball the whole way. He had a true par. And yes, he did refer to himself as Steph Curry.
Yeah.
When he quickly said Steph McFlurry.
Yeah. Also
Steph McFlurry, so we gotta kick out of that.
I did call him Steph McFlurry, not Steph Curry. Yes.
What a good line.
It was very well done.
Dollar menu.
A few hours later, they joined, or a couple hours, several holes later, they joined us again on a long par three. Big surprise. I hit a terrible shot, but apparently Shime also has a big heart because his tee shot was almost as bad as mine. however, on that hole, Greg was nailed. We used his tee shot, and then Greg did do a bump and run from like 20, 30 yards away and put it about 2 feet away, Greg. It wasn't 2 inches. Yeah. I know that because you gave me the honor of making the putt, and my knees were knocking a little bit, so... thank you for that. Anyway, it's great. Thank you for letting me call in. It was a great time. I can't wait for next year. Hope to see you guys all very soon. And remember this. When I say Greg Hill, you say show. Oh. Thanks, guys.
Oh. Bill, before you go.
Yeah. Yes.
Did you have the honor of meeting Harry, and was he kind to you?
Yes, I did. He was very kind. I have a similar excitable dog, so I'm used to that. And but just, yeah, I like that. I understand Wiggy's point. Not everybody likes it, but I like a dog that's friendly like that.
Oh, Wiggy. Oh. Bill likes really a dog like that.
That's because,
thank you, Bill. Thank you, Bill. That's all.
Because like Courtney, Bill's dog is untrained as well, as you just heard him say.
Have you watched any of the Donald Trump, Bryson DeChambeau golf round and his under 50 series on YouTube?
I did.
The clips coming out of this are tremendous.
Unbelievable.
I may have to take back anything I've said about Donald Trump not like lying to us on the golf course, because I think he's actually good.
It's fantastic.
His putting stroke, oh my God.
Okay, you have an issue. If you're watching the show on YouTube right now or on Twitch, you can see the putting stroke of the former president of the United States. He does a weird thing with his putter at the end.
It's like, you know in tennis, when you do topspin?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what it looks like.
Yes.
He's a better putter than me. I gotta give him credit.
Well, to be fair, James is the better putter than you.
Try to put a little English on it.
Bizarre. Just so weird.
There's also like the conversations between the two of them in the golf cart where Bryson's like, oh, what's your favorite hole in? Do you have a good hole in one story? He's like, well, I've had eight. and starts going on and on about it.
That's really impressive. Is. Eight holes in one?
Yeah. It was so crazy. Impressive. Courtney, when they're on the range and Donald is like, he hits them the farthest. He just, the guy hits them the longest. Nobody hits them longer.
And then he's talking about, oh, yeah, why do you like golf so much? He says, well, I'm good at it. I don't for playing as little as I do. I'm very good. I beat everybody else.
Whatever you think of him, he's funny, and you can laugh at him or laugh with him. I don't care, but at least there's some comedy in there.
It's a content machine.
It is. Wow. He is a content machine. All right, we got to take a break. We will get to a rare. It's new intro day. And we will get to a rare content replay of today's new intro and your feedback coming up next.
I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.